What's up? What's up?
How are you?
Chilling.
So Cordero, I know that last week, even though it was difficult, you guys were trying to find some bright spots, you know. And what we hear all the time is this team never quits, never gives up. You guys are refocused, getting ready at home. What did you learn from maybe the past 3 weeks so far? It seems like you guys have already played more than 3 games.
Yeah, man, we just got to learn how to finish on offensive-wise. You know, we got to put points on the board. You know, every time we get to the red zone, you know, Blair do a good job, you know, getting 3 points. But to win the game, you know, we need more than 3 points. So the offense got to learn how to finish.
Not at all, man.
You know, I trust everything Coach Turner doing and offensive staff and everything. So, you know, when my time comes, you know, my time's going to come, you know, and I'm going to be ready for it.
It's adjusting now, obviously, to Teddy. You guys have been working with him in the preseason, but now that he knows that he's the guy, he's getting the first team reps, you're going to see a difference in him this week. What do you think that we'll see different-wise from this offense?
Oh, man, I hope we can get some points on the board, man. But these last couple weeks haven't been good for us. But, you know, Teddy's a great guy, man. You know, I had an opportunity to work with him, you know, and back in OTAs and stuff and, you know, in preseason. So, you know, we expect big things out of Teddy, you know, as a rookie. You know, we know he's going to live up to the height everybody say he's going to do, but, you know, we just can't wait for Sunday to get here and see what he can do.
And he's very mobile. He can scramble too, right?
Oh, yeah. I love when he scrambles, man. Pick up them 10, 11, 12 yards, man. It's good seeing the quarterback that can run. You know? I don't think Matt can run like that. You know, but Matt did do a couple of, do a great job picking up a lot of yards. But, you know, it's always good seeing the quarterback that can scramble.
Are there any kickoff returners that you look up to or watched before you got to the NFL? And if so, was Hester one of those guys that you?
I would say everybody look up to Hester, man. You know, Hester is the guy, you know, he just broke Deion's record. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody look up to him. You know, me personally, you know, I look up to a guy like that, man. It's always good to look at guys like that and do the things he do, you know, and, you know, just watch a film with him. You know, it's just to get me excited.
What are you able to take away from what Devin Hester can do?
Oh, you really can't take any away from his game, man. You just got to go out and see what he do. You know, you just got to go out and do it. You know, he can't be afraid, you know. And, you know, when he run the ball, man, he's not afraid, man. He set the defenders up so good, and, you know, he find the open space. And when he get open space, it's over.
Sure. Is there a difference that you see in Teddy giving them more snaps this week as opposed to previous weeks?
Oh, not at all, man. You know, Teddy's going to be Teddy, you know, and, you know, this offense is going to be this offense. So, you know, it's nothing different, man. You know, our expectations are high each week, you know, and, you know, this week we need to fill it up.
You guys are always next man up. So it's almost like even though three, you know, games behind you now, nothing phases you for this team, right?
Oh, you know, man, like you say, next man up. You know, nothing can't phase you, man. You know, we got a lot of guys down. Next man up. So, you know, we just got to be prepared this week for the Falcons, man. We got to, you know, they coming to us. You know, we got home field advantage, so we got to get them all we got. You know, it's time for us to get a win, you know, and we feel like this week is the week.
Has the way defenses schemed to limit you changed at all from week one to week two to week three, or are they pretty much approaching you the same?
I feel like everything the same, man, you know, and, you know, what does the offense got going on? You know, I feel like I'm going to get more touches. You know, it's just a matter of time. So, you know, you really can't – I can't rush it right now. You know, I just got to trust in the offensive coordinator and everybody else in the staff.
You feel like you want to be the guy that gets the ball in your hands as much as
I feel like everybody want to be the guy to get the ball in their hands, man. You know, you can't be selfish, man. This is a team sport. So, you know, I just got to wait on my time. You know, I really can't rush anything. Like I say, I trust what Coach Turner got going on, him and the whole staff. So, you know, I'm just waiting patiently.
From someone like Devin that, you know, his first season when he came out, everyone was thinking, okay, one season wonder, he's going to be found out and people are going to find a way to solve him. And he keeps doing it year after year. Do you learn something from a guy like that, all right, they may cover me this way, but then I'm going to get him this way?
Mm-hmm. It's just a want thing. You know, you got to go out and want it, you know, just bad as anybody else want it. You know, you got to want it more than them. So, you know, just watching him, man, see the explosive things he do. You know, I seen him. You know, just playing receiver too, you know, and people just thought he was just a kickoff return guy and a punt return, you know, and he proving people wrong and doing playing receiver at the Falcons.
Do you feel like you're proving people wrong from like your first time you stepped on the field?
Oh, man, you know, I prove people wrong every day, man. That's just something you got to have in, you know, you got to prove them wrong, man. You know, people going to talk about you until the day you die, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, so, you know, you just keep proving them wrong.
How would you describe Teddy's personality? What kind of guy?
Teddy, man, he's a funny guy, man. You know, looking at him in the huddle, he always make me laugh, man.
Oh,
he's just funny, man. You know, I'm not a serious guy, so being in the huddle with Teddy, it seems like he be laughing all the time, but he be so serious, so man, he always make me smile.
So it's because he's so serious, that's why.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess he's so serious, it just makes me smile a little bit, man.
But that seriousness, you know, you don't see many guys that can step into the situation he did last week and handle it the way he did. You know, some of the guys said, well, we know him, so we saw a little bit of jitters, but he said he wasn't nervous. What'd you
say? Man, he looked so calm, you know, being back there, man. I don't think he'd get nervous, you know. That's something you need to have out your quarterback, man. Just go in and just live it up, man. So, you know, this week, you know, I hope I get Teddy's first touchdown, man. That'd be pretty exciting.
Especially at home, and he knows now that he's the guy, right?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, his first play in the game, you know, I got him a negative 7 yards on the run. So, it's this week. I got to make it up for him.
You owe him then.
I owe him big time.
Did he tell you that?
He ain't tell me that, but I know he's thinking it.
not to give any more, but is it safe to say Norv is coming up with creative ways to use you?
Oh, man. Y'all know him just like I know him, man. He's just an offensive mind, man. Him and his son, Scott Turner, man. And, you know, they have so much going on. And, you know, each week is something new. I feel like we have a different playbook every week. So, you know, it's on us, you know, to go out and execute our offense, you know, the way we know we can. So, this week is going to be a challenge for us.
Has it been frustrating at all with so many touchbacks and fewer opportunities in the kick return game?
Oh, it hasn't been. You know, I only got my opportunity last week. You know, I think I had like four. So, you know, and every opportunity you get back there, you know, you just got to make the most out of it. And, you know, just try to get your offense in get good field position to score.
Cordell, you're really close with Jennings. How has he been for you guys on offense with all the changes and everything that has happened? Because he's, you know, he's a funny guy too, but he's a calming veteran force for you. How has he been for you?
Oh, man, Greg. Greg is great. You know, I love it. Nothing like that, but man, I love Greg. You know, on and off the field, man, he's a great guy, man. You know, he really don't talk much, but when he do, you know, he talk a lot. So, you know, just listening to Greg and hearing things he have to say, man, you know, it just sticks around. It sticks around to you, man. And, you know, it's just always good to have someone like him around. And, you know, it's a blessing from the skies to have Greg, you know, to share the locker.
One piece of advice maybe you can share that he's given you recently?
Oh, man, I just say the same thing I always say, man. He just tell me just be myself, you know, and just don't try to be nothing you're not. And, you know, just go out and play your game, you know. Just don't be trying to be Superman, nobody. Just go out and do what you can do.
Superman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, t-shirt. Superman t-shirt.